Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Karina Ansos, who's the managing director for the Hotel Adlon Kempinski in Berlin. And I was lucky enough earlier this month to stay there for a couple of nights. I'd visited the hotel a few times, but never actually stayed. Unfortunately, Karina was not there at the time. It was a vacation, and I was there during Easter. But what we decided to do was do a Zoom here and sort of fill you in on what's going on with the Adlon today. And you're going to find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Karina, first of all, thank you so much for your hospitality. It was an amazing visit. We have beautiful weather in Berlin. I got a chance to tour around the city and I ate at your restaurant. And it really was, it is, continues to be a really special place. And tell us about a little bit about the history of this hotel, because boy, this hotel has history, right? It's amazing. And it is a long history, right? So tell us a little bit about that history.
Well, first of all, James, well, thank you very much for the opportunity also to speak and see you now, well, online, and you're always welcome. We really admire your stay, and yeah, I'm sorry, but I took a little bit days spending with my family Easter. But now coming back to your question, yes, in fact, the Adlon is categorized above all by its legendary history.
Right.
And I mean, I assume you feel it as well. When you enter the lobby, you can feel and see also history. And the name Adlon, Hotel Adlon, actually refers simply never to hotel. It's always meant, well, to be the Berlin institution. Literally, it's the first address in the city center by the Brandenburger Gate. Hotel Adlon owns its name by the original owner, Lorenz Adlon, and it is actually impeccable. His vision was to create a superlative hotel, to set up the standard for the future in the hotel industry. And he invested 20 million gold mark. And it took him with two architects, Mr. Leibniz and Gause, just 2 years to build the Hotel Adlon at this site. It opens with the support of Emperor, so-called Kaiser Wilhelm II
That
in October.
early, that is some background. Boy, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's the background, and it's open in October 1907. So, and it was shortly after the opening, it became one of the most beautiful hotel in the world. We had several guests from all over the world. They were very eager to stay with us because of the comfortable amenities of this hotel. Was the first hotel with hot and cold water, running water, gas and electricity, and also a cooling system linked into a fountain. And we had also our own power plant for the electricity, especially for the hotel.
No, it's
So
amazing
actually,
that those are the special amenities back then, was hot and cold running water and electricity, right?
yeah, that's right. And therefore, the hotel quickly became the most fashionable meeting place in Berlin for royalties, diplomats, politic, artists, actors, and of course, all other international guests. And even embassies back then moved their offices to the hotel.
Mark.
They preferred also the Adlon. We had the Kaiser Saal in there to take that for their own reception hall. And even according by old books, there's a saying that some royal families even sold their winter place in Berlin to stay at the Adlon.
Amazing.
Yeah. And talking about guests back then, it was we had Greta Garbo, Albert Einstein, and also Charlie Chaplin stayed always in the suite, in his favorite suite, and some other guests were Enrico Caruso, Teddy and Franklin Roosevelt. We had Marlene Dietrich, of course. Greta Garbo, Josephine Baker, and even Thomas Mann, who stopped by on his route to Stockholm to receive the Nobel Prize.
Oh wow, you have had some time. Now, of course, you know, during the World War II, though, the hotel was badly damaged, if I recall, but it was rebuilt after the war, and it really looks sort of like what I've seen photos of the original Adelong, so it's really similar to what it was back then, right?
Yeah, but the hotel remained open and fully functional in the run-up and during the World War II. And actually, after the Argonne survived the World War II, but burned to the ground only a few days afterwards, which was
Really?
really,
Wow.
yeah. And soon after, well, the Germany's reunification, the land on which was the original Adlon once stood was acquired by the Adlon funds. And with the blessing of the Adlon family, who always refused to lend their name to other properties unless to rebuild on the original site. So Kempinski became as a tenant and opened the hotel in August, 23rd of August, 1997, in the presence of the German president Roman Herzog.
Wow.
And yeah, and you can see also the history. I mean, the fact that the Hotel Adlon was and still not just a luxury hotel, and it shows that both opening was celebrated by the German head of state.
That's amazing. Now that's so it's been a Kempinski since 97.
Yeah.
Wow. And so but you've really kind of been one of the, if not the flagship of Kempinski. You know, they have so many hotels around the world, but everyone points to the Adlon as being kind of the mothership, if you will, of the whole chain, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And it's fascinating because Kempinski is the oldest luxury chain in Europe. And actually, both the Adlon and Kempinski actually, it's really, we keep it meant to be luxury, tradition, and grand hotels. And the synergy and benefits for both with the Adlon and Kempinski, as well as the guests, are considerable. It's really a very nice partnership since 1997.
No, it really is a very special place, and it was one of my favorite. I've gone to a lot of Kempinski's over the years, but yours is certainly one of my favorites, if it's not the favorite. Now, of course, you've been featured in so many films and popular culture, and I remember I couldn't help. Even crazy movies like an old Liam Neeson movie was recently filmed there. You were kind of the star of the film. Unfortunately, I think they exploded a bomb in your hotel, but I don't think that's ever happened, thank God.
No, that's right. It's the US movie Unknown Identity. And actually, it was with Liam Neeson, Diana Kruger. And yes, it was set in the Athlon, and they bombed actually the roof. And it broke a little bit my heart, I have to say. But
Yeah, that must have been a shocker when you finally saw the film and they're blowing off
yes,
the roof,
somehow like this. But I think the most popular film, we have a lot and also reports, but very popular here in Germany was certain the three-part series, The Adlon and The Family. It was broadcast all over Europe and even also in China.
Wow.
And you know that, but also Percy Adlon, the great grandson of hotel founder Lorenz Adlon, was a director and producer, And he adopted home in Los Angeles, and unfortunately passed away recently. But he has also a film called In the Glamorous World of the Hotel Avalon. There are
Wow.
really a lot, lots.
Yeah, so that's better than being blown, have your roof blown off, I think. That was but yeah, and actually I stayed. Thank you. I stayed up in the roof, overlooking the Brandenburg Gate, which was a tremendous suite. It is so gorgeous to be able to look, be there in the rooftop, and then and look overlook the Brandenburg Gate. It's a stupendous room. I saw a lot of other incredible suites that you have, your presidential suite, where so many different, U.S. presidents, a lot of different dignitaries have stayed. But and then there was this one that was more east decorated in like an Eastern Mediterranean fashion, really special places. But I was perfectly happy in my the up in the roof, overlooking the Brandenburg Gate. It was really a special place.
Yeah, but in your room, you can not only see the Brandenburger Gate, but you see the Tiergarten,
Yeah.
and then you see also the roof of Reichstag.
That's right. That's right. It's really
So
a
you have a
wonderful
really
location.
vibrant.
Well, let's talk about that. How many total keys do you have at the Adlon today? And really sort of give me an idea of the different categories of rooms and suites.
Okay, we have 307 rooms divided in three categories, and we have 78 suites, including the Presidential Suite, Royal Suite, and the Imperial Suite.
Wow.
And actually, we are the largest range of suites in Germany.
Yeah, I looked
And
at them. Yeah, they were amazing. And again, I was loving my suite, but boy, the some of the suites like the Presidential Suite, the Imperial Suite, things like that are really extraordinary.
yeah, but my personal favorite is the Royal Suite because of the history. You know that Queen Elizabeth visited us twice, and the last one was in 2015. And then we renamed the suite as Royal Suite now.
Yeah, and it is gorgeous. It is. I saw that, was lucky enough to see that. And yeah, it very extraordinary stuff. So it's interesting that you like the Royal Suite.
Yeah, because it's there also you can feel the history. And you can also, it's for me, it's always impressive who stayed there and so on, because we are also the living room of the federal government, actually. And this is quite nice. But coming back to the suite, there's another one called the Imperial Suite. It's the largest one with 220 square meters. But what is amazing, you can add suites, you can add normal room, even a lounge with for drivers, security, and so on. And you can actually close the entire space with a total then of 420 square meters.
Wow.
The elevators, private elevators, are going directly down to the underground parking garage. So it really means privacy, and it's really comfortable in the suite. It has, as you said, Asian influence in terms of the decoration. But what is also really impressed me, it includes a living room, working area, meeting room, bedrooms for female and male, ladies' lounge. And whirlpool, finished sauna, massage, and fitness area.
Wow, that's amazing. So I tell you what, the next time I bring my entourage to Berlin,
Please.
I'll book that suite. That sounds like what I'll have to do. Let's talk a little
Yeah.
bit about the dining outlets. I mean, I'll start right away because your lobby with the bar there is amazing. It's a centerpiece. You mentioned that it was kind of the hub of the German federal government. It's just such an iconic area when you walk into the hotel and you see this lobby area, and everyone is there, right?
Yeah, actually, it's the best way to enjoy the unique flair in the Adlon. It's you can see me also VIPs, politicians, artists, and actor. And it's the centerpiece of our hotel. Coming to the food and beverage, we have Lorenz Adlon Eszimmer, a two-star Michelin restaurant. And in this restaurant has in 2000 was open, and right after 1 year later, actually, we were rewarded with the first Michelin star. And now Reto Brändli is running the kitchen, and his play with texture, flavors, and so on, it's awesome. I really have to say, congratulate you, Reto, and his team, because it's so unique. And even there, you have the view to the Brandenburger Gate.
Sir.
The next one is our Brasserie Carré. Focus on really honest craftsmanship. Spotlight is purely on the product, and it offers German and French specialty.
And that's
For
that.
example,
You were very kind to allow me to dine there. That's where I had dinner one night. It was lovely, absolutely fascinating. I had a long trip from Cologne, and I was really looking for something to eat after just not being able to dine too much on the train. So it was a great way to recover, and had a lovely meal there. So thank you.
yeah, well, you're our guest. Well, it has also not so a complicated service. It's always tailor-made to the need of the guest. And well, and you discovered this as well. We have a young, eager team, and it's really enjoyable having lunch, breakfast, or even dinner at the Brasserie Carré. Also fascinating with our terrace.
No.
Again, looking to the Brandenburger Gate.
Yeah, well, that is what one of the joys is, to be able to look at that view. And so that is pretty much, I think you had another bar there. I'm trying to remember that you had I
Yeah,
think.
it's our famous Smokers Lounge. It's the Elephant Bar.
Yeah.
We opened in October 22, and really the guests are enjoying having a nice cigar with a nice drink in the Elephant Bar. It's really, it tops up all our offers in terms of food and beverage.
Absolutely, and I went in there briefly and then took a look. Of course, you actually have a marvelous spa at the Adlon, and I was lucky enough to try a treatment there. Talk a little bit about the spa, because there are a lot of it's a pretty big spa for a city hotel.
Yeah, it's the Adlon Spa by Reasons. We have seven treatment rooms. We have three spa suites with jacuzzi and sauna. And of course, we offer body treatments, ultra premium care program with 111 Skin, our partner. We also have a hair salon there.
Right.
And actually, the space is around 900 square meters.
It is pretty amazing. I haven't gone to too many spas that large in a major city. Now, of course, we talked about your location, which is amazing with the Brandenburg Gate, but what do guests, and I'm looking particularly for leisure guests, because obviously you have a lot of government and business guests, officials, presidents and everything else. But what do leisure guests do in the area? And what are some of the sightseeing? It's such a major, I mean, there's museums just down the block. I went to two or three. It really is a centerpiece for Berlin, right?
Yeah, I mean, our location is unbeatable. It's really, truly a unique location on the Pariser Platz next to the landmark, the Brandenburger Gate, and also actually in the heart of Berlin, of the government district. But actually, you can do everything by foot, or you take the bus. Well, I wrote down some numbers because they are so impressive. The thing is, actually, Berlin has 440 galleries. Of course, we have the Museum Island. You can go, well, in 10 minutes, close by. In 10 minutes, you can walk. And it's also with your UNESCO World Heritage. Then we have actually a lot of opera houses. Berlin is the only German capital with three opera houses, eight major symphony orchestra, 150 large and small theater stage with a variety of entertainment program in large musical theater. It's amazing what you can discover here in Berlin, what you can do.
Yeah, well, in my
So
case,
it's really quite impressive.
I walked down to one museum, and then I end up at this gallery right on the main drag there, which was, I think it's sponsored by Volkswagen, which has all this cultural stuff in it, old cars of all the eras, and I just enjoyed, a pop-up gallery in a way. It was great to just walk in and take a look.
Yeah, I mean, Berlin really fascinated with me also with existing mix of history and so-called zeitgeist, as well as a diverse range of art, culture, music, entertainment, shopping opportunities, and as well as food and beverage. I mean, we have 23 Michelin-starred restaurants, and this is really it's the a lot what you can do, not only business-wise, but especially for leisure. Berlin is a must to visit.
And including your own new Michelin star. So that's amazing. So let's talk about when was the hotel last renovated and what kind of future plans do you have for the property?
Well, actually, although number, I also write it down because I said, wow, it's quite a lot. Well, we opened in 97. And then Lorenz Adlon opened the Michelin star restaurant in 2000. After that, we add our second ballroom, 450 square meter, in 2003, so-called Adlon Palais, including three modern conference rooms, the China Club, who's operated by the Adlon Holding. 1 year later, we add residences with 69 rooms and was added into the building on the Bärenstraße, actually at the back of the main entrance. In 2005, to meet actually the demand of suites, we converted 48 rooms to 24 really suites, most of them with a private fitness room, sauna, and this was finished in December 2006. So it took us 1 year. And now we have in total 385 rooms, including 78 suites. The third presidential suite, the Imperial Suite, was also added in 2006. October 2012, we added our Adlon Spa by Reasons. And then the major refurbishment was actually in 2016. A highlight was really the redesign of the public area, including the lobby. It took us also 1 year. And this is what you saw during your last stay with us. This is the new lobby since 2017.
Any plans for the future? Anything you want to
Oh,
do?
of course. We are now under, well, we were, it goes, of course, you have to invest year by year. And we are now refurbished all the wellness area with a new pool, new jacuzzi, new sauna, new relax rooms. And we will open end of May.
Oh,
So with
fantastic.
a new wellness area.
All right, I'll have to come back. I had a marvelous
Of
time at your
course.
wellness area before. Now, what's your background? What hotels have you managed before and been part of, and how long have you been at the Adlon?
Well, my dream was always, since I was little, to work in the hotel industry. That's why I always said I'm so lucky and blessed that I working in the hospitality industry. I started my apprentice actually in the early 80s, and then I worked my way up. I'm with Kempinski since 23 years, and I manage the Frankfurt Kempinski Hotel in Frankfurt for 7 years. I've been to China for 7 years. Also proud to have built up Kempinski All Suite Hotel in Shanghai on the Puxi side. So maybe you need to go there as well. It's a
All
very nice whole building.
right.
I was always also in Suzhou in 2009, and then in 2015 I said, okay, I need to go back to Europe. Again, I stayed in the Kempinski Hotel in Frankfurt, and since October 22, I'm proud to manage this property. The Adlon Hotel was a fantastic team.
That's amazing. That's a great. Well, you've been a that's amazing career in Kempinski. And is there anything else you want to tell our 125,000 travel advisor viewers about and something to tell their clients about the their stay at the Adlon, what how to best get the best stay at the Adlon?
Well, the best day always is the Adlon. I'm very happy to welcome you all. Rest assured that we will treat you as kings and queens because we are known for it, to welcome them all in our property. And yeah, to experience also our culinary diversity, the rooms, this bar, and or just sitting at the lobby enjoying piano music and good cocktail.
Absolutely, it's one of the things you got to spend some time in the lobby. Before I'd even stayed at the Adlon, I spent some time in that lobby when I was there with the Virtuoso Group a few years ago, and it really is a very, very special place. And now you've renovated it again. Where can travel advisors go? What's your website and to get more information about the
Well,
Adlon?
they can go to our Kempinski.com, the Adlon. Also, Instagram. We are quite famous on Instagram. A lot of story. This is at Hotel Adlon Berlin.
Okay.
Facebook, of course. And for those who are traveling, of course, cruises or even sitting in the lobby, we do have numerous books. For example, Felix Adlon wrote a book about his family. It's called The Adlon, One Hotel, Sixth Generation. And there's another one, Hedda Adlon, The Berlin Hotel, Where the Big World Was Against.
Wonderful. So yeah, I noticed there are a lot of books. It is a historic hotel, and not surprising, so much has been written about it. Karina, I want to thank you for taking the time. I'm really sorry we didn't get a chance to meet in person. I much prefer we could have hung out and had this interview in your hotel. But next time
Yeah,
we'll have to do that.
definitely. Well, thank you for the opportunity to speak with you and to explain also the Adlon and its history. Well, and hope to see you then back.
Absolutely. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.